Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Welcome, Rabbi Beryl Wein. What parsha are we talking about this week?
This week's parsha is Tzav, the second of the parshios of the book of Vayikra. Tzav speaks about an eternal flame that burned on the altar in the Mishkan and later in the temple. The rabbis said that the flame resembled a crouching lion, and that the flame wasn't fueled. You had to put on wood and everything in order to make a tremendous flame, which was necessary to burn all of the entrails of the animals, etc., that were offered on the altar. But this flame needed no fuel. This flame was
self-fueled,
right? Self-sustaining. And the rabbi saw in this, because the Torah has to be understood on many, many different levels. The rabbis themselves said that there are 70 levels to every interpretation of the Torah. So you have to see it on many different levels. When we're young and we start out, so we see it in the simplest level. But we hope that as we grow older, we're able to see it in different levels, even in metaphorical levels, which is certainly allowed according to Midrash and according to Jewish thought. So the idea of the fire is that within each and every person there's a fire. And that fire has to be self-sustaining, a fire that is always dependent upon outside stimuli. It's always dependent upon others lighting the fire for him. That fire is not enough. And the fire that's within us is like a crouching lion. It's ready to pounce at the right moment, at the right time. And then the question is, again, as I've discussed over many, many other programs here, the question is, what do we use the fire for? And the rabbis purposely chose fire because fire warms and it heats and it lights and it also burns and destroys. And that's the same thing. That's what's within us. Within us is the capability to warm and to heal, to be great and good, and within us is the ability to be, you know, Saddam Hussein. I mean, we can be whatever. It's also, he's driven by his own internal fire. So the fire on the altar, Eish Tomid Ala Mizbeach Lo Sichbeh, that it's an eternal fire that you should not extinguish. Don't ever extinguish your eternal fire, but instead channel it, guide it, use it, be enthusiastic about good things, about help, and about healing others. And dampen the fire a little when it comes to other things. And that idea is represented by the altar, because the altar is our service to God. And the fire on it is our internal self, which we offer, so to speak, on that altar.
Is there a connection between when a person walks into a synagogue and sees the Ner Tamid, the constant light that's burning in a synagogue, is there a symbolic connection between this eternal fire of the days of the temple and the Mishkan? And
exactly. Exactly. Our Ner Tamid is that there always is a lamp lit in front of the ark. Because that we get that from the words in this week's parsha from Eish Tamid, that there was an eternal fire, and that's representative. It's representative of the fact that God is in the synagogue, so to speak, and it's representative of what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, so to speak, take that eternal fire, internalize it within us, and it should be part of us. The other part of the Ner Tamid, which exists in the synagogue, is based on the menorah, on the great candelabra that was in the temple, which also had one branch of it, one candle, so to speak, that never was extinguished. The Ner HaMaravi, the western candle, that never was extinguished. So you have that combination of the menorah and of the altar together, represented by the Ner Tamid, which exists in, I think, in almost all Jewish synagogues throughout the world.
Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the light that is within us and the light that is in the synagogue. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.